That was a long explanation. Verse 12, being buried with him in baptism, you were raised with him through the energia, the energy of the faith of God who raised him out from the dead. You have been raised through that energizing work that King James is working there. It's energy. Through the energizing, the energy of the faith of God. That's the, you know, people all the time talking about our faith or my faith, and I'm always looking at people going, it ain't worth much. You know, what you come to see and understand in the kingdom comes from him. You come to understand, quote, faith, but what is energized is his faith. You have to see what he sees. You have to hear what he says. That faith has to be his word, whether it's written or heard. That faith has to become a part of you. That's the energizing, the energized faith of God. And that's what has caused you to have life. He has raised you just like he has Jesus, and that's what the next verse says. He has made you alive together, having forgiven us all of our trespasses. Made us alive together. Suzoipoeo, okay? Zoipoeo is quickened, right? We're familiar with that. Made whole, made alive, able, supernaturally energized, invigorated, renewed, and restored our mortal bodies, right? Su means together with. So, I hear many times in myself too, we will say, Jesus is living in me, right? Jesus is living in me. Okay, but when you use this word, suzoipoel, and you say Jesus is alive in me, close your eyes. Trust me, I'm not going to hurt you. Okay, close your eyes. Okay, you can say it quietly. Jesus is living in me. Okay, refresh. Open your eyes. Close them again. Now say Jesus is alive in me. Do you see something different the second time? Do you? As I'm meditating over that the other day, talking to God about it, I was going, you know, there's something about several things that I intercede over people speaking, saying these words, okay? Like, you know, you are living in them. And you get this idea of living and you know, like you moved in or something, you know? But when you say Jesus is alive, and this happened not too long ago, you know, probably a week or so ago, Jesus is alive. And that word just caught because he's alive. Jesus is not dead. Jesus is alive. And Jesus is alive in the earth because you are. Do you understand that? Without us, he can't be alive in the earth. I heard a car crash, okay? Without us, he can't be alive in the earth because he left that body and he's seated at the right hand of the majesty on high, okay? And he sent his spirit into the earth. His body, quote, is not here, end quote. We are it. He can't be alive in the earth except for us being alive in the earth with him, quote, living in us, right? That's what Paul wrote down. He said, alive. He is alive together with us, having forgiven us our trespasses. Yes. That's why I said it's better for you that I go away. Absolutely. Verse 16. Therefore, in case you didn't get it the last two times, Paul says, therefore, don't let anyone judge you in eating or drinking or the observance of holy days or a Sabbath. And then he continues on. Why do you get involved with the ordinances of taste not or touch not or handle not? All of these things don't mean anything. They all perished. What's the point? It can't be any more plain than that. And we need to keep that before our face today, especially when it comes to the enemy, because he's the one trying to get you. He can't judge you. But he can try to get other people to judge you, which can cause conflict. It'll certainly screw up their lives because we're not here to judge, right? They're not walking in love. But also, it'll mess you up if you start listening to it. You'll begin to judge yourself. And that's what Paul said. Paul said, I don't care who judged me. I don't even judge myself. Why? Because it's all Jesus. He's taken it out of the way. What am I going to judge with? Well, the Spirit of God will convict you of truth. He will convict you when you're not walking in love. That's not judgment. That's him going, stop that. Forgive. That was not love. You know, that's him. Because it's written in your heart. Because God said so. Hallelujah. Plug Gary's song for the third week. Take his word for it. Okay? I'll be quick. Why is this so important? Last week, I asked that question, why is this important? And we talked about 1 John 3:21. And what we said was, when your heart doesn't condemn you, you have confidence, you go to God, and you know that whatever you require, whatever petition you put out there, you will receive from him. You will receive whatever you require of him, you will receive from him, right? Okay. And everybody thought, wow, that's really cool. We can get what we want. As I'm meditating over that, and that happens most of the time, and that's okay, that's good, but we need to grow up. Because we're talking about Jesus being alive in the earth through us. We talk about principalities. We talk about the kingdom of God, right? We're talking about how we walk into all these things, coming to the knowledge of the mystery of all these things. What are we supposed to do with it? Rule. We reign and rule with him. Okay, reigning and ruling with him doesn't mean you're going around trying to make sure you get a better job. Nothing wrong with that, but you're setting your sights way too low. He's already provided for you all things that pertain to life and godliness. Quit wasting your time. What you need to do is do what Paul said. Paul said you pray for kings and those in authority, those that have positions of influence, in order that we might lead quiet, tranquil lives in godliness and honesty. God's will needs to become through the earth, and it becomes through us because we're the ones in the earth with him in us. Got it? So when you think, I was thinking about that, how do you say,